All right, we got Moonshine Pro Staffer Ryan Erickson on. Ryan, I heard you did real well over in Munising at the tournament. Well, at least good enough.
Yeah, we had a pretty decent weekend.
Well, I appreciate you giving us a little time today to kind of recap the tournament and talk about what was working for you a little bit. And also the tournament trail. Let's start with the tournament results, first of all. In general, I heard it was tough fishing.
Oh, it was tough. I heard a lot of boats that never had assignment for the weekend.
That's
tough sledding.
That's hard to swallow almost. I mean, so what were the factors that caused that?
Three major ones. You had no wind, sunny, and the full moon. And lots of boat traffic.
Yeah, and lots of traffic, of course, too, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the no wind thing, was it literally like glass out there, or was there not even a ripple on the water?
Part of the morning Saturday, there was no wind at all. And then we had a northeast breeze pick up. But mid-morning, that's when we caught our fish Saturday. And then Sunday, there wasn't much of wind at all.
So was there a time of day that was working best for you? I mean, were you like slamming fish for just right at first light, or...?
There was no slamming anything besides lots of stuff in the water.
Okay, good point.
Yeah. At the first day, we had a couple flake in the morning, and we had our first king, our biggest fish, I think it was about 10:30, then we had the next one at 11.
Hmm.
Sunday was really bad. We had a flake right off the bat, and we had opportunities, but we couldn't capitalize. They were just striking short. We lost a couple. And then right at 12:30, 1 o'clock, you had to be done. 12:30, we had a dandy on, probably the biggest fish we had on for the weekend, and I lost it.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, it was pretty hard to swallow because you knew how bad the fishing was, and that one fish could do it. I just wanted to have a meltdown and snap every rod off in the boat, and another rod went off, and we got our king for the day on Sunday, about 20-1, 20 minutes to go.
Wow. Nothing like waiting until the last second, obviously. But you know what? It turned out you didn't really need that fish you lost anyway. I mean, you ended up taking first in the tournament, right? Your boat did.
Exactly. Yeah, that wouldn't even matter anymore.
So you want to give a shout-out to the rest of your crew?
Oh, yeah. My dad, of course. My best friend. And then my buddy Randy Wenton and my buddy Jared Manier.
Well, congratulations on the tournament there in Munising, so... And we'll get back to this talk with Ryan Erickson, Moonshine Lure Pro Staffer, and get into the tournament trail results and the fact that there is still $500 out there for the second place finisher. And we'll touch a little bit on the Berga tournament coming up here in our next outdoor report later this hour, right here on The Outdoor Show.